Joe Biden looks to stuff government funding bill with leftist goodies. By Sean Moran on September 6, 2021. President Joe Biden hopes to stuff the government funding bill with leftist anomalies as lawmakers continue to negotiate a way to keep the government running. Punchbowl News reported Monday that the Biden White House continues to prepare a list of anomalies that they will want funded as part of any continuing resolution, CR, that a CR does not usually fund. The White House will send the list of their priorities to the House and Senate Appropriations Committees likely sometime this week. The federal government will run out of money on September 30, which will lead to brinkmanship-style negotiations between the Biden White House and congressional Republicans. Biden and Democrat congressional leaders hope to attach a debt ceiling increase, which also must pass, to the government funding bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has vowed to oppose the inclusion of a debt ceiling increase with the government funding bill. Democrats and Republicans have included many carve-outs in high-priority legislation. For instance, the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget resolution includes a civilian climate corps, debt relief, environmental justice investments in clean water affordability and access, healthy ports, and climate equity, investments in clean vehicles, paid family and medical leave, ACA expansion extension and filling the Medicaid coverage gap, health equity, maternal, behavioral, and racial justice health investments, state and local tax, SALT, tax deduction relief which primarily benefits wealthy, blue states, tax fairness for high-income individuals, or those who are making more than $400,000 per year, universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds, electrifying the federal vehicle fleet, USPS and non-USPS. Lawful permanent status for qualified immigrants or amnesty for illegal aliens. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which 19 Senate Republicans voted for, also contains many leftist carve-outs. This includes defines gender identity as a protected class, doles out digital equity grants partly based on racial or ethnic minority status, state-mandated carbon reduction program, contains funding for zero-emission vehicles, addresses over-the-road bus tolling equity, contains the word equity 64 times, provides roughly $2.5 billion to help the U.S. government expand the border processing stations used by migrants from poor Central American nations and other regions around the world. Senate conservatives, such as Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, called out the infrastructure bill for containing many woke issues. Now gender identity is infrastructure. Can't wait to see what else is in this bill, Hawley wrote. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.